what's up, No BS fans? It's Rob. We also got Adam. What's going on, Adam?
Oh, man, you know, just speechless.
We just want to do a quick live feed to talk, you know, about what just happened tonight with the draft lottery. For those of you who didn't miss it, a lot of people are surprised. This was the first year that they did something different with the draft where the bottom four teams got the same amount of percentage of lottery balls to get that top pick. Adam, you're going to have to excuse Adam. He's a little sad tonight. I believe all Knicks fans are sad tonight, as the Knicks didn't even get a top two pick, so they're not even going to get likely Zion or John Morant. So, Adam, how are we feeling tonight?
Man, I don't know if a lot of you guys out there, gals, are fans of Stephen A. Smith, but he posted a video about probably 15 minutes ago, and luckily I don't have to look at his face because it's just in the dark, but he's very, very shooken up and emotional about what just went down with the draft lottery. And I mean, I think that's a sentiment for how all Knicks fans feel right now. But it's not even a surprise anymore, Rob. It's the norm. I mean, we can't do anything right. We can't rely on ping pong balls to come out the right way. I mean, it's just so frustrating. Because I really thought this year that we were going to win the lottery, get Zion, and start to come out of the cellar and actually be a relevant team on the court. But yet again, the basketball gods do not want the Knicks to be relevant. So, I mean,
it was funny, Adam. I was listening to ESPN in the car today. Like, they were really getting into it. Like, they had a priest that was praying and did, like, you know, a prayer. They had some witches involved or something like that. Like, they were taking it really serious. And I thought it was, like, really just going through all that for the NBA lottery? Like, for real? Like, it's like they almost... It's kind of like people are more excited about the draft lottery than the potential free agents they may get, it seems like, you know. But I just thought it was funny that, you know, they went through all this hype just for a draft lottery. And don't get me wrong, I mean, Zion Williams is a generational player. I mean, like you know, this is the most hype over an NBA player since LeBron. But, you know, I actually thought you guys had a chance too, and a lot of people were starting to think that this NBA draft lottery was rigged when you saw that both the Lakers and the Knicks were going to get a top four pick. And I honestly thought what was going to happen was it was going to be 1 and 2, however way you swapped it. And then for the Lakers to get the fifth. So the Lakers are not even going to, they're going to miss out on, you know, even the top three picks. At least your Knicks can still get maybe Cam Reddish or an RJ Barrett, you know. So, I mean, you guys can get one of those still at least, right?
Yeah, well, I think the Lakers are the fourth and Cleveland's the fifth. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that the Lakers are the fourth because I was listening.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Yeah, Lakers are fourth.
But look at it this way. Memphis is the number two pick, and are they going to go draft Ja Morant when they already have Mike Conley and they have him locked up? I mean, I don't know that Conley and Morant is a good 1-2 combination. I think that they need something more solidified in their, you know, in the forward or shooting guard area. And Morant isn't the shooter that, you know, some of these other guys in the draft are. So I wouldn't be surprised if Memphis did not go after Ja Morant and he fell to the Knicks. But then the Knicks just invested money and traded for Dennis Smith Jr. So, I mean, the Knicks are going to do something stupid here. It happens all the time. I mean, the Porzingis thing worked out okay. But, I mean, then we drafted 1 year Willie Herman Gomez, who is no longer on the team. You know, it's just New York basketball. As long as Dolan is the owner of the Knicks, this is what we're going to expect, and Knicks fans have to expect. And we, deep down inside, we knew this was going to happen. We were just oblivious to the how much of a generational talent Zion is, because he's already being projected as a top 50 player in the NBA.
Yeah,
I mean, that's impressive for a guy that came out of high school and everyone thought he could just dunk really well.
And I was one of those players. Like, going into this season last year, I was thinking like although, don't get me wrong, the physical aspect and everything of that of Zion is, you know, it's incredible, it's an impressive. But I was like, all ESPN and all you saw on the social media was him dunking, and I'm like, that's great and all, but there's like, where does he have a jump shot? Can he shoot? And like I said, it took for me the NCAA like tournament for really for me to start having a little more respect for him. You know, he played well in the tournament, so he definitely closed a lot of speculations, a lot of issues that I had with him. So obviously the Pelicans got number one. So do you think there's any chance that they keep Anthony Davis, or you think like this is just a replacement of Anthony Davis?
I don't know if it's necessarily do they keep Anthony Davis. I think now it's necessarily does Anthony Davis have any type of thoughts about staying with them? Because, I mean, you look at that team, you got a really solid point guard with Drew Holiday. You got Etuan Moore at the two, who's probably not upper tier shooting guard, but he's a good role player. You know, then they got Julius Randle from the Lakers last off season. I mean, Anthony Davis wearing a shirt says that's all, folks, to the last game, home game of the season. I mean, I wouldn't want granted it's Anthony Davis and he's talented to be, I wouldn't want a guy like that on my team that doesn't want to be there.
Absolutely.
But it's just it's fascinating because out of every team that could have got won the draft lottery, that's the one team that's most intriguing as far as what would happen, as far as would they keep the number one pick and keep Zion, or would they try to trade him just because of that Anthony Davis cloud that's hanging over the Pelicans right now. Because, I mean, even with all the drama that was going on with them last year, they played hard. And, I mean, Alvin Gentry's a great coach, and he got the most out of his team for what was being done on the court, off the court. So, I mean, if you were asking me if I think Anthony Davis is going to stay now, I still don't think he's going to stay, but it's very intriguing, and it's very possible that he could stay.
Absolutely. And just real quick before we wrap this up, do you think it's a good thing that the top two picks are going to smaller markets?
I mean, living in a city that is technically a smaller market, I think that smaller markets, I mean, Oklahoma City, for example, I mean, they're the one professional team here, and they have a good fan base. I mean, they've got, I think, the second most sellouts in a row, maybe to Golden State right now, or they might actually be number one. I'd have to look that up. But small market teams, I mean, you're not going to always get the top-tier players to go there, but you're always going to have the fan support. And I know we were talking in one of our chats outside of here about there's a guy, one of our friends that lived in New Orleans, and he said that the fan support was terrible. But, I mean, if you look at every game, I've watched every game. I mean, every game I've seen in New Orleans, the fans are there. I mean, Drew Brees is sitting in front row. You know, I mean, I think they have a solid fan base, and they just need a team to, or they need someone on the court that wants to be there and lead the team. And I mean, Anthony Davis clearly wasn't that guy. So maybe Zion coming in. Zion, I think, is just going to be happy to play wherever he's at. I don't think he necessarily wants to play in a big market, small market, as Curry just hits back-to-back three.
I think it's good, you know, because obviously the NBA wants it to be, they want the talent. One of the good things about the NBA back in the old days is the talent was pretty widespread and evenly distributed. And so I think that this, you know, it is good for that sense. Although, if you were to ask someone like, you know, Adam Silver, I'm sure he, if you were to put him on a lie detector test, I'm sure he would have much rather than be in LA or New York, because those are the two bigger markets, and just think about the revenue and the attention that would bring.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I said last night on our show that there's no chance he was going to a small market team. I mean, I thoroughly believe that. But
and it's funny that you and I were joking. I even said as Adam, "What if he ends up in New Orleans?" You weren't even giving that an option.
No, because I was dead set that he was going to be in New York or LA.
So I don't know if I spoke it into an existence or not, but
you LeVar Ball'd the freaking draft lottery. That's unbelievable. But no, just I mean, small market teams, it's not, I think it's a good thing, and I think that you watch a lot of the games, you'll see that the small market teams tend to stay behind their team more, you know, as a whole. There's a lot of fair weather fans all throughout the NBA, and there's a lot of Heat fans that were Cavs fans and are now Lakers fans. Rob! But
yep, that's me.
But man, I think Zion, because his character and every interview I see with him, and granted, KD, we thought that he was this good guy, you know, solid stand-up dude. Look what he turned out to kind of be. So the media can play mind games, but everything that Zion has said, he's been really well-spoken. I think he just wants to make the most of the opportunity he's given. So if he goes to New Orleans, they wanted him. You know, granted, 29 other teams probably wanted him also, but they wanted him as the number one pick. So,
absolutely. So, just real quickly, who do you think? Who's your early pick next year for Rookie of the Year? Is it gonna be Zion? Is it gonna be Ja? Is it gonna be somebody else?
I mean, Zion. It's gotta be Zion for sure, because he's probably gonna get the most playing time right off the bat, depending on where the other players fall to as far as what teams they go to. But I would say he's going to be the Rookie of the Year. What do you think?
Yeah, probably, more than likely. I mean, he's going to want to demand all the attention. So as long as he stays healthy. Just real quick before we wrap this up, is there any player that you watched during the college basketball season that maybe a little under the radar that maybe people need to keep an eye on for next year?
Ooh, that's a good question. I watched a lot of the Big 12, just because they were always on locally here. That guy Culver from Texas Tech, he's a projected lottery pick. And a lot of people, if you watch the national championship game or the Final Four even, that dude's a player. And whoever gets that guy on their team, he's a solid guard. He can be an impact player right off the bat. I'd say definitely Culver. You know, and
I like that. I also like Virginia's DeAndre Hunter.
Yeah.
I think that he could be pretty big next year. Also, there's that guy from Oregon. I'm spacing on his name at the moment.
Bol Bol.
Yeah, exactly. I think he could be good. I think the North Carolina can't remember his name. I came not really prepared, but you know that guard from North Carolina could be a pretty good. So outside of the two top pick, like, and I like, you know, like you were saying, I like him, and like I said, I think you should keep an eye on someone like DeAndre Hunter. So although this draft class isn't the deepest out of the top, you know, two or three, but I think it's still a pretty good draft class overall.
Yeah, I mean, and don't, you know, we're all talking about Zion. Ja Morant is a legitimate walk on the court right now in the NBA starter.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I grant he's going to be the number two pick, so he's getting a lot of attention, but do not. I watched a little bit of him in the regular season. I watched his two games in the tournament. That dude can play. That he can really play. I like him a lot. So, it's a deep draft as far as the lottery picks. It's not just Zion and everyone else. It is Zion and everyone else, but if you have a top 5 to 8 pick, you're going to get a solid, solid player that can step in right now and probably start on an NBA team.
Absolutely. And real quickly, since we're local here, do you think that Jontay Porter gets drafted?
Did he declare?
He did declare. He did. And of course, he tore his ACL and then he tore it again. And despite what I think, he did declare that he is going. And Quanzo Martin said it today, said that even if he doesn't get drafted, that he's confident he's going to end up on a squad and be a solid five, you know, for a team.
So what he's probably going to have to do, for all of you guys and girls that play NBA 2K, he's probably going to have to go through the prelude. And he'll probably have to go play for the Shanghai, whatever team it was. And then play for the Iowa Roosters or whatever team. He'll have to go. What I'm getting is he'll have to go through the G League. I don't think he's gonna be drafted. I think he'll sign as a free agent with someone, but he'll have to go through the G League because you can't waste a draft pick on a guy that's had two ACL injuries like that. I mean, Michael Porter that got drafted by the Denver Nuggets. If you were comparing both of them when they were 100% healthy, Michael Porter was a top two or three pick going into the freshman year at Mizzou.
Right, and Jonte didn't have near that much of height going in. So, he could have been a late first rounder last year, and that might have been his best option.
Yeah, I guess it's a curse going to play the first game of the regular season at Mizzou. So,
Right, exactly.
Real quick, though, because like Rob said, we were just going to come on and talk about the draft lottery. But, you know, if you have any insight or input, hit us up. A lot of you guys are follow the page on Facebook. Again, the Twitter handle is NoBS405573. And if you're not friends with one of us on Facebook, or you're friends with one of us but not the other one, add whoever out of the group. And, you know, let's start some chat because we like to talk, and I love the sound of my voice, and I know Rob does too, and I know Dustin, shout out to him. He couldn't make it on tonight, but we want your input too, just as much as we want to come talk about things. So don't hesitate to message, bring up some points, and we'll get your points on the show, or if you want to come on the show, reach out to us, because that's how I got involved. I went back to Columbia for a 3-day trip, and Rob was like, hey,
let's become a life member.
Yeah, he's like, hey, you like sports. And then Dustin was like, hey, you're an OKC fan. We did the thing, and, it's been a match made in heaven ever since. So, for real, message us, get involved, because that's what this is all about. This is all about interacting with not just us, but with a group of people as a whole.
Right, and I want to do this more often, where maybe if there's like a special event like tonight, maybe we just do a quick live stream like this, so that way we're not just, it's kind of good to talk about things, why the momentum's going on and why we have a lot of things to say, rather than holding on till Sunday. Sometimes it's good just to go live immediately and just give our immediate thoughts and have to wait. So that was my thinking about doing that. Like, let's just go live real quick and just tell us our initial thoughts while it's still hot and fresh, and rather than waiting till Sunday.
Absolutely. And if you, like I said, if any of you viewers out there have any topics you want us to discuss or debate, because we're going to get to debate some things, I promise you. We've been kind of just getting our feet wet talking about the NBA playoffs because it's real relevant right now, but just wait till we get back in the NFL season and we start to talk about how the Falcons are heavily overrated, or Matt Ryan's a heavily overrated quarterback, or
Adam. Wow. If you keep that talk up, you won't be on the show come football season. I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, man, for sure, man. We're gonna call this. We're gonna wrap up this live cast. Drop your comments on what you think. What were your thoughts about the lottery? Whether or not, maybe tell us who you think is gonna be. Who's going to have the better career or just rookie season between Ja and Zion? Tell us whether you like the new format for the lottery, if you thought it was kind of rigged. Some people are throwing out that it's rigged. Just give us all your thoughts, and then we'll be back with our full show like we always do. Like we said, we're going to aim every Sunday. So look for our full podcast every week. Again, this last night's episode is on Facebook Live if you want to watch the live cast, or if you're on the go while you work out, while you're on the road or work, whatever the case may be, you can listen to the audio version on any major podcast. However you choose to listen, we have both options for you. So,
and Rob, real quick, I know we're trying to wrap this up, but let's talk about just real quick the WNBA draft. Sophie Cunningham, I think she went like number six, so that would be like the first pick in the second round.
Yeah,
and she had 10 points coming off the bench in her first game. I think it's a preseason game, but yeah. You know, shout out to the Cunninghams, Ryan and Brian, and Kat and Ken. You know, that's their cousin and family member. So it's cool to see a local person doing some things in any professional sports level. So
definitely. And, you know, like I said, I do hope that Jonte does get drafted and is able to succeed. Anytime that someone local makes it, you know, it's good for everybody. So, all right, guys. Well, we're going to wrap this up. Like I said, just share, like, and again, follow us on Facebook and then also listen to our podcast on the go. Otherwise, this has been Rob and Adam. Dustin also says hello to everybody. He'll be back also. And we'll catch everybody on Sunday. This has been
All right.
Yes, we out.
Peace.